Well, James, nice to be back involved in the first team again after last year.
Yeah, class. Yeah, it's always your aim to get in the first team and to have a play at home at the Riverside as well is always a dream come true.
You played a couple of matches last season. You've obviously been plugging away pre-season and the early season exchanges in the second team. So nice to get the nod from the coach John Lewis once the team news came through that Ben Stokes obviously was going back to England and Chris Rushworth had hurt his back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good to see that the lads get recognised for the second team performances, especially with myself and Barry coming up and both doing well and hopefully more to come, really.
There's quite a lot of you, isn't there, in that second team? Any one of you could step in and do your bit. And I mean, you're keeping the likes of Usman Arshad out of this side at the minute, and Jamie Harrison and one or two others. So there's quite a production line coming through the ranks.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good problem to have as captain of the second team, but there's always a bit of competition with everyone trying to get the weight of ball more overs to be using the new ball to ball first change. We had played the first two games of the season with 6 and 7 seamers in the second team, so it was competition's high. And if one person doesn't perform and someone else does, soon knocks you down a step and you've got to get straight back on it.
Yeah. Now, you're originally from the Middlesbrough area, played your club cricket at Stokesley, didn't you?
Yeah, I've grew up in Stokesley and played at Stokesley all my life. Got a dad and two brothers who play there as well. My dad's just retired this year and it's been a family club for as long as I've known, really.
I'll take us through the story of the day, because you came out to continue your innings first thing this morning with Paul Collingwood. Obviously the plan would have been A, to get more bonus points on the board for Durham, and B, for Paul to get up to his 100. You weren't able to add your overnight score of 14 though.
Yeah, that was a shame. Wasn't exactly in the script, but I suppose your runs come and go and you get out and all sorts, but it was nice to see. Managed to put on, I don't know, we managed to put off the last stand, but it was a lot more than I think we were planning on, so we managed to get over the 400 mark and post a pretty damning score for them to come out in first.
And Paul Collingwood, one of six players in this round of matches around the country who's fallen in the 90s, which is unfortunate. He's three away from his second century in a row.
All right, yeah, I didn't know that stat, but yeah, it's a shame for Collie because he batted hard and it's never easy batting with a tail, not knowing what's coming in, what's coming out. So shame to see him drop in the 90s, but good innings from him nonetheless.
We've been having a discussion on air in the commentary about who'd want to be a county bowler this season, because the wickets seem very flat. You bowled a really good spell after lunch. You got the two dismissals of Carl Brown and Luke Proctor and two great catches in the slips from Ryan Pringle as well. But then it just deadened again, and it seems that for every wicket that you're going to get, it's going to take a long time in getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough to bowl, and you don't get a lot out of it when you're running hard and you see one roll to the keeper, but there is still plenty in it, and it's because it's going up and down, it's not nice for someone to come in and have to start an inning. So I think it's the keys not to let them get too many partnerships tomorrow, and hopefully if we can't manage to get one out, we keep one end open and keep plugging away.
Tenacious innings from Haseeb Hameed, who batted for 4.5 hours for his 74, and then he just got done by a change of pace from Scott Borthwick down the leg side in the end.
Yeah, it was he batted well, he kept his head and never got out of control, and he was frustrating to bowl at because you always felt you were in the game, but he never really looked like getting out, to be honest. But then Scotty threw one halfway down, I think it nearly bounced twice and went through his legs, so yeah. You never know really in this game. If he bats as hard as he does, for as long as he does, he can be undone by anything. So.
And finally, I mean, you're going to need some quick wickets tomorrow, but is there a position in which you can see somebody manoeuvring themselves into the box seat here to go on and try and get a win? 2 days to go, it's going to be tough to do.
I think there's no problem why one side can't do it. I think we've got to think of ourselves, we've got to be in the box seat, I think, because we've got the ball on a pitch which is going up and going down and not too brilliant to come in and bat on. So I think if we can get the early wickets tomorrow and keep one end open, I think we can very much be in it, yeah. Okay.